What does success look like when you've achieved the American dream but feel utterly hollow inside? A six-figure corporate salary, a beautiful home, a loving wife expecting your first child? These should signal victory, not defeat. Yet on July 4th, 2012, that's exactly how one entrepreneur felt when investors rejected his startup idea. The pain wasn't just professional disappointment, it was existential crisis. For someone who'd idolized Bill Gates and Thomas Edison since childhood in Beijing, who'd left his homeland at 16 to chase innovation in America, this rejection felt like a death sentence for his identity. This moment could have ended his entrepreneurial journey entirely. Instead, it sparked something unexpected, a decision to pursue rejection deliberately. After discovering rejection therapy, a game where people intentionally seek rejection to build immunity, he committed to 100 consecutive days of rejection attempts, all video recorded and shared online. The first attempt? Asking a security guard to borrow $100. Heart pounding, palm sweating, he made his request. When the guard asked why, he panicked and fled without explanation. Watching the footage later revealed a terrified man who'd missed a golden opportunity to engage. Fear had transformed him into someone unrecognizable, and that realization changed everything. Each rejection attempt built confidence incrementally, teaching him to maintain conversation even when denied, preparing him for what would become an internet sensation. At Krispy Kreme, he requested Olympic ring-shaped donuts, expecting rejection. Instead, shift leader Jackie enthusiastically sketched the design, crafted perfect interlocking rings, refused payment, and beamed with pride. The video went viral on Reddit with over 15,000 upvotes. Comments celebrated Jackie. She transcended her position in life, and she's my hero. Media coverage went worldwide. Krispy Kreme's stock jumped 29% as they publicly honored Jackie. This opened unimaginable doors. He cold emailed Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos, and his entrepreneurial hero. Tony had seen his videos and invited him to speak at his Las Vegas downtown project. After his first standing ovation, Tony offered him a job as a professional speaker. The irony was profound. By systematically pursuing rejection, he'd stumbled into acceptance beyond his wildest dreams. The journey revealed something counterintuitive. Seeking rejection deliberately could unlock opportunities that playing it safe never would. While failure is openly discussed, rejection remains taboo. Silicon Valley entrepreneurs proudly share failure stories at conferences. We've culturally reframed failure as noble. Rejection feels different. Failure can be attributed to external factors, market timing, execution problems, resource constraints. We maintain psychological distance by externalizing it. Rejection strikes at our core. Someone evaluated us personally and chose someone else, creating an unequal power dynamic that leaves us drowning in shame or burning with anger. Our brains process rejection like physical pain, releasing the same opioids after social rejection as they would for bodily injury. That slap in the face feeling isn't metaphorical, it's biochemical reality. This made evolutionary sense. When we lived in tribes, ostracism meant death. Rejection sensitivity kept us socially connected and safe. But in modern society, this ancient wiring prevents us from pursuing life-changing opportunities. How many brilliant ideas die unspoken because we fear rejection? How many relationships never begin because we can't risk hearing no? This survival mechanism has become a cage. Rejection isn't absolute truth. It's someone's opinion shaped by circumstances. Socrates was condemned for philosophy we now consider foundational. Galileo faced persecution for discoveries we teach children. Martin Luther King Jr.'s equality message met violent opposition. A simple experiment proved this, offering free apples to strangers in a Target parking lot. Most declined, until a well-dressed professional woman enthusiastically accepted, shattering the assumption of universal rejection. Every proposal has a number, a threshold of attempts needed before success. Stephen King's Carrie faced 30 rejections. The Help received 60. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance endured 121 before selling millions. Harry Potter was rejected by 12 publishers. Without persistence, these masterpieces might never have reached their audience. The difference between obscurity and success often isn't talent, it's refusing to stop at rejection number 11. Halfway through 100 days, fear transformed into curiosity. What happens after rejection if you don't immediately flee? The breakthrough came when offering to plant a rose bush in a stranger's yard. When declined, one question changed everything. Why? The homeowner explained his energetic dog would destroy any flowers, a practical reason unrelated to the request's merit. Better yet, he suggested trying neighbor Lauren, who loves flowers. She enthusiastically accepted the peach-colored Double Delight rose. That single why revealed rejection wasn't personal and led directly to unexpected success. Another powerful technique, retreat and negotiate. When requesting a McGriddles at McDonald's during afternoon hours, the expected rejection came. Rather than accepting defeat, a strategic pivot. Do you have something like a McGriddles? This lesser request succeeded. The clerk offered a plain McGriddles with cheese on a honey-roasted griddle cake. Similarly, attempting to invent an ice cream flavor called Thai Torture at Amy's Ice Cream initially failed. Shifting to collaboration, do you have any existing spicy flavors? Led to informative exchange about seasonal varieties. Rejection isn't a dead end. It's often just the beginning of negotiation if you stay in the conversation. Understanding acceptance reveals surprising patterns. Offering strangers $5 in Austin without explanation yielded only 40% acceptance. Yet asking New Yorkers to pose for photos achieved 100% success by explaining they were integral parts of their city. Ellen Langer's copy machine experiment confirms this. Providing any reason, even absurd ones, increases compliance from 60% to over 90%. Our brains respond to the pattern of reasoning, not its quality. Counterintuitively, acknowledging doubts builds trust. When asking to serve as Starbucks greeter, directly addressing the strangeness put the barista at ease. Learning to say no proved equally important. Personal trainer Jordan declined a barter offer with such respect that rejection felt almost like acceptance, explaining company policy, sharing career goals, and providing his friend's business card. When Costco manager Robert couldn't allow intercom use, he offered to buy dinner and suggest sharing the story in their membership magazine, transforming potential disappointment into genuine connection, the true goal beneath most requests. Rejection offers growth opportunities acceptance never could. Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech methodically listed every rejection that fueled him. Tom Brady used being drafted 199th as lifelong motivation. Steve Jobs reframed his adoption as being chosen. At an Austin intersection soliciting donations, the third sign, "This is not for me," attracted three donors by providing specificity and addressing doubts. By day 92, the impossible became routine. Asking to fly a plane despite no license, pilot Desmond agreed and taught gyroplane flying. Statistics show less than half of Americans ask for raises, though 85% who ask receive something. For attempt 100, the goal was helping a supportive wife land her dream job at Google. After four interviews and rejection, Google unexpectedly reversed their decision. The recruiter was impressed by her positive response to rejection. Courage isn't innate, but developed like muscle through constant exercise. In a world where we fear no more than we desire yes, the most radical act is simply asking and discovering that rejection isn't the end of the story, but often just the beginning.